Watch out. Did you ever have that yelled at you by a parent if you're about to, you're too far ahead on and you're about to go into the street? Or maybe a ball was let loose and you're running out possibly into the street and you're not looking, you're not seeing the oncoming traffic and you stop as a small child. When you hear that shout of a parent, of someone in authority saying, "Watch out!" Jesus is saying the same to us in today's gospel as we begin the season of Advent, a time of watching. He tells us to be alert, to watch. When I say to one, I say to all, watch. Watch for what? What is it that we're watching for, watching out for? The person who is on watch is actively looking and seeing and being aware of all the things that might harm. But the watching and waiting that Jesus is talking about is the watching and waiting of how we live our lives. To watch out what we do, about what we do, how we do it, when we do it, what are we doing and how are we living it for the Lord? Are we watching Him come into our lives in so many different ways that we don't even see? Do we recognize that what we are waiting for in Advent is an active waiting, a waiting that prepares us to receive Him even more fully when the time comes that we come to our personal end, when He comes again, and in remembrance and commemoration of when the Word became flesh in the incarnation that we celebrate at Christmas? Advent has all these things that are a part of it, particularly the first portion of Advent. We spend time reflecting on when the Lord comes again. Are we on the watch? Are we prepared to receive Him? But not only when He comes again, but when He is coming to us in so many different ways. He is present to us in all sorts of ways that at times we just don't recognize because our eyes are not open, our ears are not attuned, and maybe because we are too busy, distracted in so many different ways. Whatever that distraction might be, the distraction might be technology, the distraction might be money, the distraction might be power, the distraction might be all the things that we're concerned about because of illness or challenging times or whatever it might be. But instead, we are called to watch and to wait and to be present because He is trying to give us every single day in so many different moments, helping us to recognize that He is present in the here and now. But we need to have eyes to see and ears to hear, to close our mouths and to listen for when He comes, and to watch for that time. And that watchfulness, again, is an active time, a time in which we are doing what He has asked us to do until He comes again, to be for Him and for Him alone. Advent is a perfect time for us to re-examine where we are because it's the beginning of the church year. Where are we going? How are we living our life in Christ to assess and reassess where we are and how we are watching. Watch out. What are the things that we need to watch out for? What are the things that we may need to stop doing? What are the things that could cause us harm or are causing us harm? These are the things to move away from. Is it easy? No. This is why we have the community of faith. This is why our faith is not me and Jesus. Our faith is in and through the church. And it is the church year that we begin again. And as we begin this church year, if you are distant from church, I invite you to reconnect with the community of faith. Because it is in that community that we come to a deeper encounter with Christ, particularly in the Eucharist. And even though that may be difficult in this time of pandemic, it is still an invitation that the Lord is making, because it is there that we come to encounter Him in the fullest way possible. May the charity of Christ urge us on. The Catholic Apostolate Center has many resources. Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org. May God bless you. Our prayers are with you.